A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Remember how the Lord your God led you for 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you, to test you, and know your inmost heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. He humbled you, he made you feel hunger, he fed you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to make you understand that man does not live on bread alone, but that man lives on everything that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Do not forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You guided you through this vast and dreadful wilderness, a land of fiery serpents, scorpions, thirst, who in this waterless place brought you water from the hardest rock, who in this wilderness fed you with manna that your father had not known." The word of the Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Oh, praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Oh, praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Zion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed the children within you. Oh, praise the Lord, Jerusalem. He established peace on your borders. He feeds you with finest wheat. He sends out word to the earth, and swiftly runs his command. Oh, praise the Lord, Jerusalem. He makes known his word to Jacob, to Israel his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations, has not taught them his decrees. Oh, praise the Lord, Jerusalem.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. The blessing cup that we bless is a communion with the blood of Christ, and the bread that we break is a communion with the body of Christ. The fact that there is only one loaf means that though there are many of us, we form a single body because we all have a share in this one loaf. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews, "I am the living bread which has come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world." Then the Jews started arguing with one another. "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" they said. And Jesus replied, "I tell you most solemnly, if you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will not have life in you. Anyone who does eat my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life, and I shall raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me, and I live in him. As I, who am sent by the living Father, myself draw life from the Father, so whoever eats me will draw life from me. This is the bread come down from heaven, not like the bread our ancestors ate. They are dead. But anyone who eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord. I don't know if any of you remember, in 1984 to 86, there was a large famine that struck Ethiopia. It was three terrible years, and over a million people died of hunger. I'm going to recount a story that Cardinal Basil Hume told after he did a pastoral visit there. On one occasion, I boarded a helicopter that flew me to the mountain settlement high in the hills, where the people were starving and waiting for food. Food which perhaps was never to arrive. When I stepped out of the helicopter, a little boy of 10 came up to me. He was dressed only in a loincloth. As we walked around the settlement, he never spoke a word. But whenever we stopped to greet a group of people, he grabbed my hand and would not let go. With the other free hand, he pointed to his mouth, while all the time holding my hand and rubbing it up and down his cheek. I was terribly moved. Here was an orphan boy, lost and starving, who had managed in two simple gestures to express human beings' deepest needs. The deepest need, namely of hunger, and hunger for love. I've never forgotten this incident, continued the Cardinal, and to this day I wonder if the boy is alive. I do remember, however, that as I boarded the helicopter to leave this tragic place, I looked back and down and saw the boy. He was standing, gazing up at me, eyes of sadness and reproach. In today's gospel, Jesus says to the people who come to him, hungry for what? Hungry for another miracle? Another multiplication of the loaves? And we heard in the gospel that Jesus said, I am the living bread come down from heaven. And that's what we reenact each Sunday when we gather together, when the priest consecrates the bread and the wine, which becomes the body and blood of Christ. Jesus has said, take this bread and drink this wine, for it is the bread of life, the blood that redeems and takes us through death to eternal life. As we go on in life, we find so many times that there is hunger not only just for food, but for love. The cardinal said he never forgot that incident throughout the rest of his life. So when we have the Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist and we receive the body and blood of Christ, we reenact his death. The cardinal was so moved that it took him to a personal reflection. He had to go, and he couldn't take the little boy with him. Sometimes we often think in anger, where is God? Where is God now? He is with us in the cries of the hungry, the cries of those that don't have love, or anyone to give them love. And remember that he said to Peter, "Feed my lambs and feed my sheep." What in fact he meant was to love one another and minister to them in any way we can to solve the needs they have. Last week I was watching a little bit of Father Brown on the television, and I remember looking at the character of his housekeeper. I don't know if anyone has seen it, but she always had the tete-a-tete and disagreements with Father Brown. And it was interesting. Her name was Mrs. McCarthy. And she was always complaining about the sermon, or the sermon being too long. But there was always some type of tete-a-tete with Father Brown particularly. So one day when they were leaving Mass, and she was giving out to him as normally she did, either because his sermon was too long, or there were too many children in the church and too noisy. And I think we can all see characters in our past that were like that, even today. Father Brown said to her, "Why do you come to church if you're always going to complain about things?" And the famous word she said, which some of you may remember, is, "I come for the bread." So why do we come to church on the Sunday? Do you come for the bread? That bread that you receive, the body and blood of Christ, is the bread life is made of. It's the genuine body and blood of Christ. And when you take it and receive communion, you take Christ into yourself. The bread, the Eucharist, the host, whatever you call it, gives you the food to sustain you in life. It gives you the food to sustain your soul. And it gives you the food to help your fellow man.